You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Damien, I have no idea. It's always worried us right from the start. For us, a lot of those churches were under state care in relation to the fact that they ran schools and that sort of thing. So I'm wondering personally whether it's just too big for anybody to handle.
Why is it important to include faith-based organisations into this inquiry?
I think if you have a look now, I mean, we've proved now what's going on around the world in relation to the sexual abuse of children under the care of Catholic and faith-based organisations, and New Zealand's no different, and those men and women who were abused in the care of these people deserve the ability to share their story with the public so that people actually know what happened here in New Zealand.
A lot of church organisations have openly requested to be included into this inquiry, yet politicians have been silent on the matter. So what are the difficulties for including these organisations into the inquiry?
Well, that's something that you definitely have to ask the government. I mean, the most important thing is that if that faith-based organisations cannot do this themselves. The churches have proven over the last 70 years that they're incapable of doing that. So it's definitely a question that has to be answered by the government.
Australia has a similar inquiry which includes churches. What is the difference in the system there?
Well, I don't know. Once again, I think the system over there, they predominantly, because churches held, ran so many orphanages and things in Australia, they couldn't avoid it. But I honestly can't answer, Damien, why this government is refusing or why the past governments have refused. You know, we could throw things in there that the Catholic Church has had so much power and control over people over many, many years, and whether that's a fear that people within power still hold.
Recently, Bishop Michael Dooley apologised for the abuse committed by priests. What are the effects of this announcement been like, and is it likely this will lead to a stronger push to include faith-based organisations?
Well, I'd hope so, but I mean, I personally I don't believe any of the apologies they're putting out. From the Pope down, any apologies that they're doing is the only apologies that they got caught. If they were genuinely sorry for what happened, then they would be putting things together to ensure that those who have been hurt were looked after, and they've failed to do that. They've never opened their doors to our organisation. They've never opened their doors to survivors, and so to me, their apologies in reality are just not worth the paper or the voice that they're saying, because they've proven that they're unable to even understand the complexity and the difficulties that they've caused by raping these children.
I believe an organisation called Oculo New Zealand have said that if needed they will be looking into United Nations intervention, saying that this is in breach of fundamental and internationally important treaty. Would you agree with that?
Definitely would agree with that. The only problem, of course, is how much power does the United Nations have? People seem to ignore that. And we're talking about human rights here as well, and these children were in care, supposed to be looked after, and particularly in relation to the church. When you think of the power that those people had over everybody, and then the vulnerable children, and for them not to stand up and say, "Yep, right, we're gonna take the ball by the horns, and we're going to put this amount of money into here, and we're going to ensure that everybody that's been hurt gets looked after," and they've failed to do that.
The commission inquiry is in draft stage, so how much room is there for changes to be made?
It's been in draft for a wee while now. They've had a couple of months. I was pretty fortunate to be involved in the meetings with the former Governor General and with the people that are doing this, and we've put in our recommendations. But it seems to, you know, this was, you know, we're looking at 3 years. Well, 6 months of those 3 years have nearly up. 3 years is not enough to look into a Royal Commission. There has to be 5 to 7. So in reality, this Royal Commission, like every other Royal Commission, apart from the Australian, has been set up to fail. The United Kingdom was set up to fail, and this one's been set up to fail. So we're going to spend millions of dollars on something that I don't believe is going to get what's genuine, not just for our country, but for those people that were hurt.
So you've said that you have made your recommendations. This inquiry is looking into just in-state organisations. So outside of faith-based organisations, is there any other organisations that need to be looked into?
Well, of course, you've got all. We're talking about institutions here, full stop. And you've got the army. We're just starting to work now with men who are raped in the army. You've got the scouts, of course. You've got Boys Brigade. You've got all those institutions that have been set up throughout this country, where there were vulnerable children and where there were people of power. So you know, I think, and that's probably one of the complexities of this, Damien. I believe the sexual abuse of children in our country is so massive that anybody is frightened to touch it, because they know it's going to cost millions of dollars, if not billions. But what they're forgetting is most of those children, particularly males, end up in the prison system because they're...
Okay, thank you very much, Ken. Is there any further comments that you would like to make?
No, just that if the government have a huge opportunity now to get this right. If they leave out the faith-based organisation, then their Royal Commission... what's really important, that those who were in stake here get looked after, and that's because we work with a lot of those men as well that were abused in stake here. So they've got to get it right, and they've got to ensure that faith-based kids who were abused get help as well. Angry. So we're prepared to spend $1.8 billion on a prison system, but we're not prepared to set up a system where we can actually help those who have been hurt.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.